Once again, congratulations to Frank in New Orleans for winning that Nick Folk limited edition all access card provided by Champion.
Not Nick Folk.
That was one pretty wild start to the show. You never know what's going to happen in New Orleans.
Traffic was a little rough, and so I kind of walked up and I was like,
We replaced it.
What's going to be next? And it was interesting. And he gave away some cards and had a football, but didn't give it away. So, hey.
Looking at, we'll go back to some football things now. I know you guys both saw the honor ceremony last night. Unfortunately, it felt like a lot of our Saints contingent, our local contingent, got shut out of any of the awards from last evening, including Jari Evans not being named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Cam Jordan wasn't nominated as the Man of the Year, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And even Eli Manning, not a first ballot Hall of Famer. A lot of, some surprises last night, I thought.
Yeah. Although I don't know if I, Jeff, you probably, I don't know if I'd call them surprises.
I have feelings. Yeah, I felt like, you know, guards just have a hard time. Interior linemen have a hard time when it comes down to the Hall of Fame in terms of, you know, people are going to supplant you. Like next year, Drew's going to be on this list, and Drew's going to bump a lot of people down. And Eric Allen, he was in his 19th year. It's obviously not a lineman, but he was in his 19th year of eligibility. Some guys, it just takes a while. I did think it was odd that a lot of people were giving Eli Manning the first ballot consideration. Mm. He's never struck me as a first ballot guy. I put him in the same category as a Big Ben in terms of what they've accomplished. I think the difference for Eli is he's so personable, and everyone loves him, and that's helping him out. But that's not going to be what gets you in the Hall of Fame.
But he's going to get in.
He's going to get in. But
that was the difference. You didn't have to put him in. He's going to get in.
The reason Eli's a Hall of Famer isn't even because he won two Super Bowls. It's because of who he beat in those two Super Bowls. Right?
And he was MVP.
If it wasn't Tom Brady, I think we would be talking about those Super Bowls the same way we're talking about Ben Roethlisberger's Super Bowls. And I think they're going to be around the same kind of level of – like Eli's going to get in. He's just not a first ballot. Now, Drew is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Slam dunk.
And the reason I didn't see Eli as a first ballot Hall of Famer is the way his career ended. And you had about 5 years of a guy puttering around, missing the playoffs. And, like, the memories for Eli were too early in his career. Like, Peyton is a first ballot Hall of Famer, was a first ballot Hall of Famer, because his final year in the NFL was a Super Bowl win.
Right. Very few get to go out like that.
But, I mean, that's the difference to me between a first ballot guy and a 3-4 years down the road guy.
So I am not of the school, but I thought it would be cool if they do, if Jari in his next year goes in with Drew.
They're going to split votes, man. Like, I think it's hard for two guys from the same team to get in because, you know, you can only vote, you know, you have to rank them. Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's part of what's happening with Eli. Like, the only three guys really got in this year.
That's what I'm saying. The surprise to me was the four overall, right? And that's the smallest class that I can remember in quite some time.
And, hey, I grew up a Giants fan. I'm as big of an Eli Manning fan as there is. I never thought he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
For me, too, when I saw Drew Brees come out with Steve Gleason to present the award for the Walter Payton
that's
Man
a bummer.
Of the Year,
I think that's a bummer.
I thought for sure Cam was a shoe-in.
He should. I mean, what more can you do?
I said exactly the same thing.
Like,
you know, you're not running for office.
Yeah.
You do what you do, and you've done it since, you know, 12, 13 years.
We talked to him earlier this year. He would estimate that, like, he's been to 200 different school visits over the course of his career.
And he didn't just do it late. And, you know, he's been nominated 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, you just, it's kind of a weird award somehow, if you think about it. You're like, hey, you know, that's not why I do it. And so
I know nothing about Eric Armstead in the community. I'm sure he's great. I'm not taking away from Eric Armstead at all. I just think it's like if you're looking for a Walter Payton Man of the Year, it's like Cam is
like
guy.
I said, it just felt right too. You're in New Orleans, Drew Brees and Steve Gleason presenting the award, and it was definitely one of those jaw-dropping moments where I was like, wait a minute, Cam's not winning?
Why is Cam wearing this teal jersey? What is happening?
Another one, not maybe a surprise, but seeing Coach of the Year going to Kevin O'Connell, I thought maybe Dan Campbell would be a front runner for that.
It's a regular season award, man. Regular season award. We feel a lot different about Kevin O'Connell now than we did in Week 18. Regular season award.
And I he overcame the adversity of losing his starting quarterback as well.
Sam Darnold is why he won
Coach
of the Year. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.